We're learning Shmiras HaLoshon, Shahat Torah, Perek Vav. The paragraph that we're up to begins with the words Ulahepich Goydel HaOinish. And the Chavetz Chaim in this Perek is discussing the importance of supporting Torah and we have to realize the responsibility and the reward that comes with supporting Torah. Now he's discussing the punishment, unfortunately. There is a tremendous punishment that awaits for a person. The waiting time might not be long, who does not support Torah. And he brings a Zohar HaKadosh in Parashas Vayishlach. I will read from the translation here, the Peirush of the Hebrew translation, that is. But Olamos Elyonim Hakdoshim Yesh Olamos Shnekroin Samchin Daraisa. In the spiritual worlds above, there are those worlds which are called Samchin Daraisa. Those worlds that support the Torah. Zeu Sha'amur Inun Samchin. We are those supporters of the Torah. Ratzalaymar. Those supporters of the Torah, they have become weakened. The Gamrina we learn it's a Leimar Oisam Shaina Mahzikin Yidei Loinde Torah Gurmin. Those who don't support the Torah, which means, as he tells us literally over here, they don't support those who learn Torah. You know, it's interesting. A person will say, what does it mean to support those who learn Torah? So, a person, let's say, will give $50,000. And now he has his name written down on the Aron Kodesh, or by the Bima, by the Nir Tamid. And what does it mean that he supports Torah? Where does that money go? So let's say it doesn't cost $50,000 for a light, right? Let's say what he donated, the actual price of what he donated, let's say it cost $5,000. So now there's $45,000 left. So what does it mean to support the Torah? Well, that means that there are people learning in the Beis Medrash. 10 people, 20 people, 1,000 people, depending on what base measures you're in. The numbers can grow and grow. Well, those people have expenses. They're not malachim, they have to eat food, right? They also get a bill in the mail from the energy bill, from the heat bill, from the, you know, they have credit card bills or they have to pay gas. To support the Torah means that these people have the ability to pay their bills. Sometimes people aren't making that connection. The connection between supporting Torah and what supporting Torah means. Supporting Torah means that those who are learning Torah will have the ability to pay their bills and therefore they can continue learning. Because as the Chavetz Chaim said, what happens when people don't have the money to support? Now, there's a sefer, which I'm not going to mention which sefer it is. There's a very, very chosh of a sefer, which was put together. It's one volume. And the author of the sefer, I'm being vague on purpose, and the author of the sefer, he wrote such clarity and elaboration on the commentaries of a certain parish on Torah. But the commentaries that he wrote on, this author, there are three other volumes which he did not finish. You know why he didn't finish it? Because he had to leave the Beis Medrash. Because he had bills to pay, and he didn't have money to pay the bills. So now, to this day, volumes 2, 3, and 4 don't exist. And this is exactly what we learned a few days ago from the Chofetz Chaim, where those who have the financial ability to support and don't, they will be held responsible in Shemayim. Where is volume 2? Where is volume 3? And where is volume 4? Now the truth is, I don't own that one volume because I bought a set of all 4 volumes. I like to have complete sets, because what happens if I need to see something in volume 2 or 3 or 4? So I don't have his commentaries on volume 2 and 3, but at least I have the original of what the person wrote on. But it's an unbelievable work, what he accomplished. That's what it means to support Torah. There was, you know, my uncle once learned in yeshiva. My uncle Ovla Shalom, he learned in yeshiva, and he was eating lunch, and he came over to the Rosh Yeshiva. The yeshiva came over to him and said to him, "How's the food?" And unfortunately, my uncle wasn't able to compliment the food too much. So the Rosh Yeshiva said back to him, "Unfortunately, you can't put a plaque on food." What was his point? That there are those who will donate money because when you walk into the building, you trip on the name. I'm exaggerating, and excuse me for saying that. And I'm not, okay, fine, okay. But his point was, where are you going to put? You might put this room was donated, and then people, you know, give money for the room, and it was donated for the room. But to say that the lunch meal, it's a little hard to do. It can be done. Don't worry. We have ways to do that, you know, especially in this generation. But that was his point. His point was, if the one who's donating the money sometimes can't have his name elevated, then the money won't come. Wait, what are you going to put the food on? And each piece of bread, you know, this piece of bread has been donated in memory of, by the children of, you know, right? Letter soup. Okay, that could be a solution. Letter soup. Problem is when you finish all the letters, you're left with the soup. Then what are you going to do? Let's get back over here. The Chofetz Chaim is quoting a Zohar HaKadosh that is telling us that there are these spiritual worlds that are called supporters of the Torah. And those worlds have that ability to become weakened when the supporters of the Torah don't support the Torah. And what happens is, there's a flip side. When the Kedusha is not being utilized, the power of the Kedusha is not being utilized, then the Tumah is being strengthened. As we discussed a few days ago, I forgot exactly what share it was, but Esav by themselves don't have power. Esav by themselves don't have the power. It's a situation where when we fall short on our responsibilities, when we don't do what we have to do, we strengthen them. The Pasuk says, he continues, he says, Pasuk Vam Rabbi Yomer Hashem Elokim El HaNachash. Hashem says to Nachash, Ki asisa zois, because you did this, right? The Nachash was the catalyst, the impetus, he was the source for all the trouble. Arur ot ato mikola behema. You will be cursed even more from amongst all the animals. Aguchin chaselich, you will travel on your stomach, your feet will be cut off. Anybody ever here hold a snake? Anybody ever hold a snake ever? There's a spot on the snake. I once had a snake around my neck. You know, not those boa constrictors. Not those, no. Different types of snakes. I was holding the snake. This is probably around almost 20 years ago. And the one who brought in the snake, he showed us different spots in the snake where you see there were places that something could have come out from there. No, he was a firm Jew. So he was saying that perhaps this is where the feet once were. And snakes, different types of snakes, have a spot on them. Two spots there and two spots there on top and bottom. And where, what is that? Why are those things there? What are they doing there? And it could be that, listen, I'm not an expert in snakes at all. I don't know the first thing about snakes. Just that they shed their skin and this and that. And whenever the snake is, I want to be able to direction. You know, that's as simple as, that's all I have to know about snakes. And if it makes noise, don't touch it. Go away. But the snake used to walk. Nochash HaKadmoni used to walk and talk. And Hashem cursed him and said, you lost it now. Forever. My Agachoincha Seilich? What does it mean, Agachoincha Seilich? The Tavru Samchin Delay, the Katsitsu Ragloi Leis Lei Amade Koim. Agachoincha Seilich means you're going to go on your belly, on your stomach. What are feet? Feet are supporters, they support the body. They hold up the body. Your means of support, says Hashem to the Nachash, will be broken now. Your legs will be cut off. And you have nothing to stand on. Explains the Zohar Kodesh. Kad Yisrael lo bon l'samcho lo l'raiso? When Klal Yisrael don't support Lo Reis of the Torah, Inun Yehovin Lo Samchin the Shaykayin the Kayoma Yistakof Kofa Behu. When Klal Yisrael don't support the Torah, like we explained, there's a certain amount of power that comes down from Shemayim. We don't see this Eish, this fire shooting down. We are the conductor. No, you have a little train set at home from many years back, and you can choose which track the train will go on. And the truth is, there's really not much to do when you have a train that goes by itself, besides that one little lever. It's going by itself. What can you do? So that's where the fights come between the siblings. Oh, I want to do it. What are you doing already? You're moving one little switch that the train, instead of going right, it'll go straight. Now we'll make a turn, and you say, oh, look what you accomplished. It's the same thing here as well. If we don't support the Torah, we support the Nochash HaKadmoni. We support the Yetzirah, we support the Sitra Achra. The power goes to him. We're going to stop here with this paragraph, by this point, and I just want to conclude with elaborating what does it mean and clarifying what does it mean that the power goes to the Sitra Achra. We live in a world where Rachman Litzon, we hear of tragedies. This person needs a Yeshua. This person needs a Refuah. Unfortunately, something happened. Rachman Litzon, we should never know, hear of tragedies. That's what it means, that people did not support Torah. And the Sitra Achra got involved. And it's a direct result. Why is it a direct result? Let's take a step back to those famous words which we all know, which are sung many times by many people on Shabbos, which you will not hear me sing. Eitz Chaim Hil Machazikim Ba. The tree is a tree, the Torah is a tree of life, literally life, l'machazikimba, to those who support it. So what's the opposite of life? If it's not being supported, then what's the opposite? Now, in Chas Shalom, heavens forbid, no one is saying that any tragedy that takes place to Rachman Litzlan, to somebody, is because they themselves are the ones, one is not allowed to say that to people, it's wrong, we are not Nevi'im. What we are saying is, that there is a, we are Kol Yisrael Reben Zebaze, we are all connected. There is a communal lack of support in Klal Yisrael to Hashem's Torah. Now, sometimes it might not be a situation of the opposite of life, but sometimes it could be somewhat down the point where there's pain, suffering, tragedies, anguish. And that's what the Chafetz Chaim is telling us over here. When a person supports Torah, that support of the Torah will literally give life. And if it doesn't give life, it's because he's not supporting the Torah, he's doing the opposite. And he's going to the Sitra Achra, and he's supporting the other side. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue and pick up with a very important point from the Chafetz Chaim on this topic.